奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
我们请弟兄姐妹翻开箴言第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
四章二十三节，这里说你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。因为一生的果效是由心发出。
This verse says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life."
那这一节经节呢，我们在圣句里面都背过的。
This is a memory verse that we had to recite.
相信我们学生也都背过的，一句很重要的箴言。
And I believe a lot of our students have memorized this Bible verse before.
那这里说要保守心，因为胜过保守一切，就是我们要很努力的用所有的这个勤劳殷勤的去保守我们的心。
Well, here it says that we need to keep our heart with all diligence. It means that we have to use all our effort to keep our heart.
因为一生的果效都是由心开始的。
And it tells us because out of it spring the issues of life.
也就是说，我们一生的结果都是由一开始由心来决定我们的最后的我们走的方向以及我们最后的结局。
So it tells us that the decisions that we make, coming from our heart, will decide the results of our life.
那我们要以这一节经节来跟大家一起查考以西结书十三章跟十四章。
And so with this verse in mind, we will study the book of Ezekiel, chapter 13 and 14.
这是我们这个礼拜曾经读过的两章经文。
And so these are the two chapters that we have read this past week.
以西结书十三章。
Ezekiel, chapter 13.
那这一章一开头就是神的话临到以西结先知。
So the beginning of this chapter, it tells us that the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel.
在第十三章里面神要以西结先知他去发预言攻击两种人。
And in this chapter, God wanted Ezekiel to prophesy against two types of people.
我们看第一种，我们看第二节。
So the first type of people, let's read verse 2.
人子啊，你要说预言攻击以色列中说预言的先知。对那些本己心发预言的说，你们当听主神的话。
Verse 2 says, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear the word of the Lord.
那表示说，除了以西结先知之外，在以色列民中有许多先知。
So this verse tells us that from Ezekiel, there are a lot of prophets in Israel.
那这些先知也是常常在说预言的。
And these prophets are often prophesizing.
可是在以西结那个时代，这些先知通常都是本己心发预言。
But then at the time of Ezekiel, these prophets prophesy out of their own heart.
就是说，他们心里所要讲的话，他们就假借神的名义说是神说的。
Which is to say, whatever it is that they wanted to say out of their hearts, they use the name of God to pretend that they are from the words of God.
第三节
Verse 3.
主神如此说，愚顽的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意，却一无所见。
Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
这个就是当时候神要以西结对这些先知说你们有祸，是愚顽的先知。
And so these are the words that God wanted Ezekiel to say to the prophets that these are foolish prophets.
再一次的强调他们是随从自己的心意但是其实是一无所见，其实神并没有跟他们讲话，可是他们却假借神的名义说话。
And again, it emphasized that they speak out of their own spirit and they actually have seen nothing. God did not speak to them.
好，这是第一种人，从第一节到第十六节。
And so this is the first type of people described from verse 1 to verse 16.
第十七节
Starting verse 17.
十七节，人子啊， 你要面向本民中从己心发异言的女子说异言攻击他们。
Likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own heart.
第十八节说，说主神如此说，这些妇女有祸了，他们为众人的膀臂缝靠枕，给高矮之人做下垂的头巾，为要掠取人的性命。难道你们要掠取我的百姓的性命，为立即将人救活吗？
Verse 18, it says, Thus says the Lord God, Woe to the women who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for the heads of people of every height to hunt souls, while you hunt the souls of my people and keep yourselves alive.
这两节，你看它的写法跟前面第二节、第三节是对照的。
And so, if we read verses 17 and 18, we see that there is a comparison with verses 2 and 3.
他这次第十七节说的是，在本民当中有一些妇女啊，就所谓的女先知，她们也是从己心发异言。
Actually, there is a parallel between these two verses. The verse 17 says that prophecy against the daughters who prophecy out of their own heart.
好，那现在神要以西结先知说预言去攻击他们。
And God wants the prophet Ezekiel to prophecy against these people.
第十八节也是跟他们说，你们有祸了。
And verse 18 also tells them woe to them.
那第十八节的这一群妇女，他们做什么呢？他们是为众人的膀臂缝靠枕，那给高矮的人都做下垂的头巾。
Verse 18 tells us that the women, what did they do? They sewed magic charms on their sleeves and then they made veils for the heads of people of every height.
那其实这两个动作呢，他们两个作为呢，基本上跟这个邪术是有关系的。
And so these two actions that we see in this verse have something to do with sorcery.
就是他们是行邪术，所以靠在膀臂上缝靠枕做下垂的头巾，基本上都是为了行邪术用的。
And so the actions of sewing magic charms on their sleeves and also making veils for the heads, these were actions associated with sorcery.
那这些妇女呢，她们为百姓占卜行邪术，其实是有目的的。
And the woman who did these things for the people, they had their purpose.
他们其实是为了自己的利益来替百姓来求问这些假神偶像。
These women, they wanted to gain profits, so they asked on behalf of the people to pray to the idols.
他们最后其实都是要猎取人的性命。
And in the end, they are actually hunting the souls of the people.
因为最后这些人会死在罪孽当中。
Because these people will die in their sins.
所以第十三章呢，他现在讲的这两种人，都是从他们自己的心里面去发异言，然后去迷惑众百姓。
And so in chapter 13, these two types of people are all people who prophesy from their own heart to deceive the people.
那第十四章呢，现在是把这个箭头转向百姓他们当中了。
And in chapter 14, the target actually moves to the people of God.
我们现在看第十四章第一节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 1.
有几个以色列长老到我这里来，坐在我面前。
Some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me.
第二节，神的话就临到我说，人子啊，这些人已将他们的假神接到心里，把心里罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问吗？
Verse 2, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 3, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?
好，那所以这里现在提到在被掳的百姓当中，有一些长老，他们来到以西结面前，要求问神。
And so here it mentions that there are some people among the people who were being who were in captivity, these people came before Ezekiel to inquire of the Lord.
那这些人是长老啊。
And these people were elders.
所以他们是在被掳的百姓当中，他们也是做带领工作的。
And so these elders among the captive, they were also the leaders.
但是他们现在啊，好像很有心的要来借着先知来求问神的旨意。
And they seem that they really had the heart to ask for the will of the Lord through the prophet.
但是现在神就把这些人的心把它显露出来给以西结知道。
But God exposed the hearts of these people to let Ezekiel know.
这些人啊，这些长老他说他们已经把假神接在心里面的。
God told him that these elders, these men, have already set up idols in their hearts.
他们其实整个心已经偏向偶像了。
Actually, their hearts were already completely went. Their hearts already went astray towards idols.
可是他们还是很有模有样的来到先知面前，要来求问神的意思。
But then they still came in front of the prophet to act as if they wanted to know the will of the Lord.
那神现在要借着先知啊来回答他们，这样的存这样心意的人，神要怎么待他们？
And so now God spoke to them through the prophet how he would treat these people.
好，这是第十四章里面所提到的啊，这个百姓的心里面他们是存什么的意念？
And so in chapter 14, it talks about what kind of intentions are in the hearts of the people.
好，那我们现在再看一下第十三章的第十九节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 19.
在百姓当中呢，有一些人，他们是这样子的。我们第十九节说，你们为两把大麦，为几块饼，在我民中亵渎我，对肯听谎言的民说谎。杀死不该死的人，救活不该活的人。
Verse 19, while you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies.
好，所以你看这里最后说，有一些百姓他们是喜欢听谎言的。
So here it mentioned that there are some people who would like to listen to lies.
好，那这样呢？这些人呢？他们最后一定会被这些行邪术的这些人骗了。
And so these people in the end will surely be deceived by the people that perform sorcery.
啊，那最后就是在这个自己的罪孽当中灭亡了。
And so in the end, they will die in their own sins.
那所以，有些人他们就是喜欢听谎言。
So we see that there are some people who just like to hear lies.
那表示这个人的心是有问题的。
And so this shows that there is something wrong with their hearts.
好，所以从十三章、十四章两章呢，我们要看来保守我们的心是多么重要。
And so from chapters 13 and 14, we're going to study how important it is to keep our heart with all diligence.
因为当我们的心没有守住,
Because when we do not keep our hearts,
今天我们所做的事情很可能最后会, 不但不会让我们得救, 反而会让我们遭受更大的刑罚。
And then the things that we do will not only not save us in the end,but bring us a very severe punishment.
因为我们今天在基督里面，我们已经被高立成为传讲神信息的人。
Because today in Christ Jesus, we have all been anointed to preach the gospel of the Lord.
因为圣灵降在我们身上。
Because the Holy Spirit had come upon us.
我们成为主耶稣基督的代言人，我们要去传讲福音的。
And we become the mouthpiece of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to proclaim the gospel.
哦，所以新约圣经里面一直提到，我们今天其实背负一个使命，就是要去讲预言，就是在讲神的话语。
And so the New Testament tells us that today all of us have this mission, which is we need to speak the words of God.
在新约圣经里面用讲道、传讲信息这个字眼，有时候用说预言来表达。
In the New Testament, to preach the message of God, sometimes it uses the word to prophecy.
其实我们今天在讲的信息里面，在讲主耶稣基督再临，这就是像在发预言一样的。
And so today when we speak the message of the second coming of Jesus Christ, it is just like we are prophesizing.
我们在提到将来有一个审判，这个也是还没有发生的事，但是这个其实会发生，就是在我们在预言神的作为。
And we talk about that there is a final judgment which hasn't happened yet. It's also us prophesizing about the deeds of God.
那所以其实我们今天在基督里面，我们领受圣灵的差遣之后，我们都像先知一样，在传讲神的心意，让众人可以回转归向神。
And so in Christ Jesus, with the Holy Spirit's anointing, we are just like prophets who are prophesizing and preaching the words of God to the people so that they can turn back to God.
所以第十三章在讲这两种人，他们本己心在发预言。
And so in chapter 13, it talks about the two types of people who prophesize according to their own heart.
这些信息对我们是有关系的。
And so these messages are very relevant to us.
这是神借着以西结要揭发这些假先知的谎言跟他们的心意。
God, through the prophet Ezekiel, wanted to expose the hearts and the intentions of the hearts of these false prophets.
那我们读者，我们今天主的门徒，我们看了之后，我们会警醒，我们会小心，我们的注意我们的心。
And so, as readers, who are us today, we will be careful, to keep our hearts and to watch over our hearts.
当我们在传讲主耶稣的信息的时候，我们会不会成了愚顽的先知，是本我们自己的心，然后再误解神的话呢？
So as prophets of God today, when we are preaching the words of God, will we become like these foolish prophets who are prophesizing according to our own hearts?
十三章在讲这些假先知，他描述的非常的生动。
In chapter 13, when it talks about these false prophets, the descriptions are very vivid.
第十三章的第四节。
In chapter 13, verse 4.
以色列啊，你的先知好像荒场中的狐狸。
O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the desert.
第五节说，没有上去独挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣，使他们当主的日子在镇上站立得住。
Verse 5, you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord.
那这里说，先知像荒场中的狐狸，表示这些先知是专顾自己的。
When it says that the prophets are like foxes in the desert, it means that they are all very selfish prophets.
其实当时候百姓他们的整个情况，他们所遭遇的，就好像他们国度已经被这个外敌蹂躏的像荒场一样了，已经遍体鳞伤了。
And so, in fact, the conditions of the Israelites at the time were just like that. They were already ruined by foreign nations, as if they're like a desert.
他们其实已经非常凄惨了。
They are already in a very pitiful state.
但是现在这些先知呢，是神要用的这些仆人呢，却是像狐狸一样专顾自己，去找自己一个在这个荒场中去。逐自己的窝啊。
And these prophets, the people that God wanted to use, they are like foxes in the deserts who are only worried about their own well-being to build their own dens in the desert.
他们并不会想要去为这个荒场百姓当中的苦难当中去做什么事。
And they do not want to actually do something for the people who are living in the desert.
所以在这些本己心发预言的先知里面，他们真正关心的，他们是自己本身的好处而已。
And so for these prophets who are prophesizing according to their own heart and spirit, they are only concerned with their own well-being.
那这样的一个心态，怎么可能会神会把那个信息交给他呢？
And so with such kind of attitude and such kind of heart, how can God entrust his words to these people?
所以他们就像一个没有用的工人一样。
And so they are just like useless workers.
第五节说,
Verse 5, it tells us,
没有上去 抵挡啊，独挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣。
You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord.
所以当时候其实这个以色列家已经残破不堪了。
And so at that time, the house of Israel was already filled with holes.
就好像他们的墙垣，他们的城墙。到处都是破口。
And just like that, there they have a wall filled with holes.
你看，如果围墙或者是我们的篱笆如果破洞很多，等一下风一吹就倒了。
We know that if we have a fence or a wall that's filled with gaps and holes, when a strong wind comes, it will fall.
所以当时候其实整个百姓他们的家园、他们的信仰。都是像一片破墙一样，随时都可能倒塌了。
And so this is to illustrate the condition of the faith of the people of Israel at that time was just like a wall filled with gaps.
可是这些先知是做什么呢？
And so what were these prophets doing?
这些先知没有去把这个破口堵起来。
They did not go up to build a wall for the gaps.
他们现在反过来是拿那个未泡透的灰把它抹上，变成外表看起来白白的，很平，没事的。
They actually used.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
因为他们诱惑我的百姓说平安，其实没有平安，就像有人立起墙壁，他们倒用未泡透的灰抹上。
It says, verse 10 says, because indeed they have seduced my people, saying peace when there is no peace, as if one builds a wall and they plaster it with untempered mortar.
你看这些先知，他们是本己心，他们其实所顾虑的是他自己本身的好处而已。
And so these prophets, they are only prophesizing out of their own hearts. They are only caring for their own well-being.
他并不是真的在关心百姓的好处啊。
They are not really concerned with the well-being of the people of God.
因为如果要重修墙垣，要防堵破口，他是要付出努力的。
Because to really rebuild the wall and to fill in the gaps, you need to put in effort.
那是要真的听从神的差遣，要付出很大的代价。
So in order to really be sent out by God, you need to pay a price.
就是要愿意为神的名、为神的缘故受苦的。
You need to be able to suffer for the name of the Lord.
但是他们现在就开始本己心，去谎报平安，然后让百姓觉得说，现在很安全。没有什么事情会发生，应该是可以安居啊，可以享受的时候。
And so these false prophets, they actually told the people of God that there is peace when there is no peace.
所以第八节才说，他们其实第六节说，这些人所见的是虚假，是谎诈的占卜他们说是神说的，其实神并没有差遣他们。他们倒使人指望那话必然立定。
That's why in verse 6 it says that they have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, Thus says the Lord, but the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed.
所以他现在诱惑百姓说平安的，就是说没事的。
And so they are actually seducing the people of God, telling the people that there is peace.
那所以他这个第十节他用的比喻就是说就好像有人立起这个墙壁，这个墙壁是到处都是破口，快要倒了，可是他们现在用这个白灰的水把它涂上，就变成白白了，把好像这些破口都抹平了，大家认为很平安，没事了。
And so the analogy that is used in verse 10 tells us that it is as if someone is building a wall, but the wall is filled with holes and gaps. And instead of rebuilding the wall, they actually just plaster it with untempered mortar to make it look like there is no holes.
所以他们用虚假的意象去粉饰太平。
And then so they use false visions to tell lies and to say that there is peace.
让人的心麻痹，以为现在是平安的时候了。
And so the people of God, their heart becomes, their heart start to think that, oh, there is nothing wrong with their lives.
他们以为有平安，以为他们得到神的眷顾保护，他们很稳当， 没有事情，没有灾难会来到。
And so the people of God thinks that they are living in peace. They are actually receiving the protection of God, and nothing harmful will come to them.
但其实神已经正在发怒了。
But actually, God is very angry with the people.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
所以主神如此说：“我要发怒，要使狂风吹裂这墙，在怒中使暴雨漫过，又发怒降下大冰雹，毁灭这墙。”
Verse 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord God: I will cause a stormy wind to break forth in my fury, and there shall be a flooding rain in my anger, and great hailstones in fury to consume it.
看他这里用狂风、暴雨、大冰雹来预告。即将要来的毁灭呢?
And so here we see three words, stormy wind, flooding rain, and hailstones to illustrate the impending destruction to the people of God.
他们以为可以得到保护的这个墙最后必倒塌，然后他们就在其中灭亡。
The wall that they think are protecting them will actually fall down on them and they will die under this wall.
那这些本己心发言这些先知
And these prophets who are prophesying out of their own hearts
他们有祸了
They woe to them
最后神实际上是要刑罚他们的
Because God will actually punish them
最后我们如果看神的刑罚是记录在第九节那里说
If we read verse 9 it records the punishment of God
第九节我的手臂攻击那些虚假异象用仿诈占卜的先知他们必不列在我百姓的会中，不录在以色列家的册上，也不进入以色列地。你们就知道我是主神。
Verse 9 says, My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembling of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God.
这在说明当我们一个人在随从自己的心，完全去把神的旨意、神的信息忽略以后，最后的结果就是像这样子。
And so this verse explains to us that when someone completely disregard the intentions and the will of God and follow his own way, then the end will be like this.
今天他们这些人的名字不会录在以色列家的册上，其实对我们来说，就是在神的生命册上没有份的，没有名字的。
When it says that these people shall not, they shall not be written in the record of the house of Israel, to us it means that these people will not be recorded in the book of life.
那这些先知不是一开始神所选召的吗？
And aren't these prophets, called by God in the beginning?
这些先知不是曾经为神传讲信息，然后曾经做过美好的工作吗？
And aren't these prophets, who spoke messages of God and did wonderful works of the Lord.
但是最后他们却不能够列在百姓的会中。
But in the end, they will not be among the assembly of God's people.
他不能够录在以色列家的册上，就在生命册上，没有名字，没有份。
And well, there will not be written in the record of the house of Israel. It means that their names will not be in the book of life.
不进入以色列地。
And they shall not enter into the land of Israel.
也就是说在神的产业里面无份的。
Which is to say that they have no inheritance in the inheritance of God.
那就让我们看到说，今天我们要非常的警醒，去谨守我们自己。
And so this tells us that today we need to be very diligent to watch ourselves.
我们被主耶稣基督拯救之后，我们最后的目标就是要真的能够进入天国的。
After we have been saved by the Lord Jesus, our final purpose is to enter into heaven.
我们成为神的仆人，目标就是我们的服事能够被神悦纳，最后能够做成美好的工作。
To become the servants of God, our purpose is that we will be pleasing to the Lord in the end and to complete His work.
如果我们一开始我们真的能够做成好的工作。
And so, in the beginning, if we're able to accomplish God's good work,
但是如果有一些原因让我们自己最后是凭我们自己的心意在讲话，然后在误导其他百姓啊。
But for some reason, during the course of it, if we start speaking messages out of our own hearts to deceive the people of God,
最后我们成为一个很自私的人
and we become someone who is very selfish.
我们就只有考虑我们自己
And we're only concerned with our own well-being.
我们真的最后就像这里所讲的这个假先知啊。
Then we will become just like these false prophets described here.
在神的家里面是变成外人是无份的。
And we'll become outsiders in the household of God.
那他这样的一个警告跟主耶稣所讲的信息是相对称的。
And so such a warning is a parallel to the message spoken by Jesus Christ.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太福音七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
二十三节，我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来就不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 23, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
其实，如果看这几节圣经啊，他其实在讲那些信主的人呢。
And so, if we read these verses very carefully, it's talking about the people who believe in the Lord.
其实也是，更是那些为主工作的人呢。
Especially those who work for the Lord.
也是那些奉主的名去传讲福音，去服侍神的人呢。
And it is also talking about these people that are preaching, for the Lord and to serve the Lord.
但是他们最后是神不认识的人。
But in the end, these are the people that God do not know.
被神认为称作作恶的人。
And they are called evil doers.
那这些人其实跟以西结书这里所讲的这个荒场中的狐狸是一样的。
And so these people are just like the people that is described in the book of Ezekiel, the foxes in the desert.
这些人是不配进入神的会中的人。
These people are the people that are unworthy to enter into the assembly of God.
那我们要在看这一段圣经的时候。
And now when we're reading this passage,
我们就要想说什么叫做本己心发预言。
We need to start thinking about what does it mean to prophesy out of their own heart.
他是其实是他自己所想的，他借着神的名义讲出来，他自己所想的啦。
It's people who are actually speaking their own words, using God's name.
我们现在看第十四章，以西结书十四章的第九节。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9.
为什么这些先知他会变成这样的地步呢？变成这样的人呢？
What happened to these prophets that they ended up being like such people?
那变成假先知吗？
How did they end up being these false prophets?
第九节。
Verse 9.
先知若被迷惑说一句预言，是我主神任那先知受迷惑，我也必向他伸手，将他从我民以色列中除灭。
If the prophet is induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel.
哇，这里是说。他说先知若是被迷惑说预言，那个即使一句是神没有讲的，他说是神说，是我任凭他被迷惑。
This verse tells us that if the prophet is induced to speak anything, it is the Lord who induced the prophet to speak.
那神是神说，我就任凭他，让他去讲没有的事的。
God allowed this prophet to speak something that is untrue.
所以先知被迷惑，其实是被自己的心迷惑的。
And so, if a prophet is confused, or if the prophet is seduced by someone, it's actually because they are seduced by their own heart.
因为这个先知他没有保守他自己的心。
Because this prophet did not keep his heart.
他所关心的是他自己的事。
What he cares about is his own affair.
他并不会去关心神百姓的事情。
He does not care about the conditions of the people of God.
没有继续的去忠实的去求问神去领受神的信息。
And he did not follow God and inquire after God's message wholeheartedly.
所以在这样一个心底下，他当然就为了自己的利益，他就会说一些别人喜欢听的话。
And so under such condition of the heart, because of his own prophet, the prophet will actually speak things that are pleasing to the ears of the people.
那神就任凭这个先知就这样讲了。
And God will actually just allow the prophet to speak.
那所以就我们看到说，诶，今天我们一个人如果没有去保守心呢，会有一个现象会发生呢。
And so it tells us that if we are not careful in keeping our hearts today, then something will happen.
我们现在请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第二章。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章请看第九节。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 9.
二章九节说，这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的奇事。第十节
Verse 10,
并且在那沉沦的人身上行各样出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱真理的心使他们得救。十一节
Verse 11,
故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们信从虚谎。十二节
Verse 12,
使一切不信真理到喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs and lying wonders. 10, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they do not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may become damned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
你看他这里在提醒我们，因为其实帖撒罗尼迦后书他在预告这个末世来，主耶稣在临之前我们会经历到的迷惑。
And so this book of 2 Thessalonians are prophesying to us the big delusion that would come about that all of us would go through before the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些假先知，这些不法的人，他们会高抬自己，然后传讲假信息的。
These lawless people or the false prophets, they will elevate themselves and preach false messages.
但是他们又可能是行异能行神迹啊。
But then at the same time, they are able to perform signs and miracles.
但是其实最根本的是他们没有一个爱真理的心。
But what is fundamental is that they do not have the love of truth in their hearts.
那是因为不爱真理，只爱他自己，最后神就给他一个生发错误的心来。
And because they do not have the love of the truth in their hearts, God sent them this strong delusion.
那有这样一个错误的生发错误的心之后呢，他就信从虚谎，就会喜爱听那个谎言了。
And once they have this strong delusion, they will start to believe the lie. They will start to like to listen to lies.
那在这个不信从真理，信从虚谎，最后的结果就是被定罪灭亡。
And the end of not having the love of the truth, but to believe in lies, is the end is destruction.
所以你看，先知他本己心说预言，其实是他这个心先偏离之后，神就让他自己去信从这个虚谎啊，就真的下去了。
And so for the prophets that are speaking out of their own heart, we see that it started because of their heart. And so God allowed them to continue to go astray.
那这个先知他在讲这些话，就神任凭他们这样去讲一些虚假的话语，不是会迷惑更多百姓吗？
And so we start to wonder if God allows these false prophets to continue to speak these false messages, isn't that allowing the people to be deceived?
神怎么会 没有跟大家宣布说，这个人假先知，你们不要听他了。
Why didn't God proclaim to the people that, oh, such and such person is a false prophet, do not listen to him?
让百姓有一个警觉，哦，他们就不会被迷惑嘛。
So that the people of God will be warned and then they will not be deceived.
但是神并没有这样做。
But God did not do so.
为什么神让这些发预言的先知本己心说出来的，还是众人百姓会这样在百姓当中发生呢？
Why did God still allow these false prophets who are prophesizing out of their own hearts to continue to speak?
因为这里面有神的意思。
In it, there is the will of God.
我们现在看生命记第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13.
生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
这我们在读生命记的时候，我们曾经讲过的。
And we had talked about this when we were reading the book of Deuteronomy.
我们看十三章的第三节。
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 3.
从一开头的时候，第一节就有说，诶，若是有先知或做梦的起来说，诶，他向你们显神迹奇事啊，第一节。
In the beginning of chapter 13, it talks about how if there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams.
那这个先知是可以行神迹的。
And this prophet performs a sign.
但是他行神迹的目的是要说，来，我们去追随别神。
But then the purpose of the wonder or the sign is to let the people go after other gods.
就算他的神迹奇事能够应验呢，他说第三节说，你不可以听那先知或是那做梦之人的话。
In verse 3, it tells us that you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams.
第三节说，因为这是主你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱主你们的神，不是。
Verse 3, it tells us that for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以这些假先知他们现在说预言啊，成为一神任凭他们去这样去宣讲假信息，其实对百姓来说是一个考验。
And so, God allows these false prophets to proclaim these false messages and perform signs among the people. To the people of God, it's a test.
如果百姓他们真的把神的话语放在心里
，If the people of God truly have the words of God in their hearts,
他们真的心里面没有那些假神偶像。
If they do not have the false gods or idols in their hearts,
真的是尽心尽性在爱主我们的神。
And that they are truly loving the Lord our God with all their hearts.
他说这些假先知他们所讲的信息一定会被挡住，不会进入他们耳中。
And then the messages spoken by these false prophets will be blocked and it will not enter the ears of the people.
所以对百姓来说，
And so to the people of God,
当他们心里面也是倾向谎言，喜欢听谎言的时候，
When their hearts are going towards liking to hear the lies,
也就是说他们的心并没有喜爱神的话语，
Which is to say that their hearts do not have this love of the words of God.
那这些谎言这些假预言对他们来说就很有吸引力了。
Then these false messages or the lies will have a great attraction to these people.
你看，我们今天大部分人都不喜欢听真话。
If we look at today, most of the people do not like to listen to the truth.
很多人都喜欢听甜言蜜语。
A lot of the people only like to listen to words that are sweet to them.
喜欢听这些赞美的话语。
They like to listen to praises.
平安的信息，哇，大家是觉得很舒服。
And words of peace, and everyone feels very good.
但是真的话语是才会让人改变。
But the truth will change people.
所以我们说良药苦口，然后这个忠言逆耳，就是真的对我们有帮助的话，听起来都不太好听，人通常不喜欢的。
That's why there is a saying that talks about how the medicine is maybe bitter to us, but it will help us for the better.
所以其实今天我们人的心本来就倾向于这种安逸的舒服的话语。
And so naturally, our hearts like to listen to words of peace and words that make us feel comfortable.
那我们要很小心的去保守我们的心。
But we need to Keep our hearts with all diligence.
不要让我们的心偏向于这些谎言。
We need to be careful so that our hearts will not go towards the lies.
就像《生命记》里面，摩西他一再对百姓所提出的警戒。
And just like the warning that Moses was speaking to the people in the book of Deuteronomy.
要把神的话存在心里面。
Moses told the people to keep the words of God in their hearts.
你听到了什么信息要用神的话语去对照一下。
Whatever messages that they hear, they need to compare it with the words of God.
其实当时候百姓他们自己的行为他们自己不知道吗？
Actually, at that time, did the people not know about their own actions?
他们知道他们所做的其实已经离开神的要求很远了。
They should know that what they were doing was very far from the standards of God.
神已经用各种不同的方法，不同的先知传讲信息，在警告他们要回转归向神。
God already used different people and different prophets and different methods to warn them that they need to change.
但是他们的心就是把这些神的真理把它拒绝在门心外。
But then because of their hearts, they blocked out the truth of God.
所以就让这些先知那些假的这些妇女他们有工作的机会。
And so, it allowed these women to perform their work.
那他们这个其实百姓他们的心最后在以西结书第十四章里面。我们看以西结书第十四章。
And if we turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 14, it talks about the hearts of the people.
这些人把假神接在他自己的心里来。
And these people actually welcomed the false gods and idols into their hearts.
那这些假神就成为让他们陷于罪的绊脚石。
And these false gods and idols become a stumbling block to the people.
他们的心其实已经离开神了。
And their hearts have already departed from the Lord.
这位创造天地的真神不是他们唯一敬拜的对象。
This true God who created the heavens and earth is no longer the God that they worship.
但是他们现在来求问神。
But then now they come in front of the prophet to inquire of the Lord.
神说我岂能丝毫被他们求问呢？
And so God answers and says, should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?
第四节。
Verse 4.
你要告诉他们，主神如此说，以色列家的人中，凡将他的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，又救了先知来的，我主要在他所求的事上，必按他众多的假神回答他。
Verse 4, therefore speak to them and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, every one of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart and puts before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols.
那这里最后就是说神要按他在他们所求的按他众多的假神回答他。在中文有一个注解，或作必按他拜假神的罪报应他。
And so, there is another translation in that last phrase where it says, "I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols." And the translation says, "I, the Lord, will answer him according to the multitude of the sins of his idols."
好，所以。把很多的假神接在心里面，这在神眼中是一个可憎的事情，这是一个罪。
And so to welcome many idols into your heart in the eyes of God, that is a sin.
那说，就所以当我们的心如果没有谨守，今天我们很有可能心里面充满很多很多的假神。
And so it tells us that today, if we're not careful in keeping our hearts with all diligence, it's possible that we also have a lot of idols in our hearts.
这种可能成为我们犯罪的绊脚石。
And it is very possible that these things become the stumbling blocks for us into iniquity.
这些假神不见得是物质上有形的偶像。
And these false gods are not necessarily physical idols.
但是很可能我们心里面所向往的。
But it's very possible that they represent the things in our hearts that we really want.
心里面所注重的东西。
Or the things that we really value.
我们心里面有没有任何什么东西在我们心中的地位是高过神的？
Do we have anything in our hearts that has more value than God?
有时候我们的亲人可能在我们的心里面他的地位高过神。
Sometimes our family members, their value in our hearts may be higher than God.
有时候我们所追求的这些物质世界上的东西，其实我们把它看重的程度已经都高过神了。
And sometimes the things in this world that we are pursuing after and their values are higher in our hearts than God.
那这样的情况，他说要来求问神，神说我不会回答他。
And so under such condition, when we come in front of the Lord to inquire of him, God says, I will not answer him.
那其实就是我们会发现我们的祷告没有功效。
And so that is when we realize that when we pray, there is no effect.
我们跟神的关系好像很远。
And that our relationship with God seems to be very far.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
好在以色列家的心事上捉住他们，因为他们都借着假神与我生疏。
That I may seize the house of Israel by their heart, because they are all estranged from me by their idols.
其实第五节我们中文翻译呢，我们有时候不太容易了解它是什么意思。
Sometimes when we read verse 5, we may not exactly understand the meaning of it.
那其实第五节的意思就是神要，其实神是要夺回以色列百姓的心呢。
And so, verse 5 actually it tells us that God wanted to seize back the hearts of the house of Israel.
因为现在百姓他们已经心里面很多假神，这些假神让他们跟这个独一的真神已经生疏了。
Because there are so many idols in the hearts of the house of Israel, and because of these idols, their relationship with God is estranged.
所以现在神要重新把他们的心夺回来。
And so God wants to once again seize the heart of the house of Israel.
他们真的全心全力的去爱这位独一的神。
God wants the people of God to truly love him.
所以神才会借着先知这样子呼吁。
And so that is why God, through the prophet, proclaims to the people.
第六节。
Verse 6.
所以你要告诉以色列家说，主神如此说，回头吧，离开你们的偶像。转脸莫从你们一切可憎的事。
Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, repent, turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations.
这是神他透过先知所传讲的劝勉。
And this is the message that God is encouraging the people through the prophet.
要让我们的心完全的归属神。
That our hearts will be completely belonging to God.
我们跟神亲近。
When we draw close to God,
我们人真的就不会去顺服自己的心意。
When we draw close to God, then we will not follow our own desires.
我们就不会被我们自己的心蒙骗了。
And we will not be deceived by our own desires.
我们也不会去让我们耳朵倾向谎言。
And we will no longer let our ears be open to lies.
所以我们最后真的能够在神的会中有份，我们的名字录在生命册上。
And so that in the end, we will become part of the assembly of the house of God, and also our names will be recorded in the book of life.
愿我们都能够用一切的方式来保守我们的心。
May all of us use all kinds of methods to keep our hearts with diligence.
常常借着圣经的提醒来让我们的心完全归向神。
And through the reminders of from the Bible that our hearts will always be turned towards God only.
我们保守我们心，最后的结果一定是在神的会中有份的。
When we keep our hearts with all diligence, the end result is surely that we will have a part in the kingdom of God.
我们就真是神的子民。
And we will truly become the people of God.
因为神要成为我们的神。
Because God will be our God.
最后我们看第十四章的十一节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 11.
好使以色列家不再走迷离开我，不再因各样的罪过玷污自己，只要做我的子民，我做他们的神，这是主神说的。
That the house of Israel may no longer stray from me, nor be profaned anymore with all their transgressions, but they may be my people, and I may be their God, says the Lord God.
愿我们都能够成为神的真实的子民。
May all of us become a true people of God.
我们都不再走迷离开他。
So that we will no longer stray from him.
我们不会因为罪孽罪过玷污自己。
And that we will not profane ourselves with iniquities.
我们在神面前真的能够是圣洁完全的。
And that in front of God, we will be holy and without blemish.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
396首。
3:96.